This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Bianca this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've been dating Rob, your boyfriend, for how long?
About 2 years.
Okay. And you think that he is cheating on you? That's why you're on War of the Roses. Why, have you ever thought this before in your relationship?
Just in the last couple of months, he's just been acting really weird and, you know, kind of standoffish. And on my last trip, he was just kept on double checking, like, when I was coming back. And when I came home, I was just cleaning up and I saw these cigarette butts, and there were some that had lipstick on it.
So does he smoke cigarettes or do you smoke cigarettes?
He smokes cigarettes.
Okay. And you found some cigarette butts that had lipstick on it.
Correct. And I don't smoke, and they're not my, I was just so angry because I did not know where these came from.
That feels like caught red-handed.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially if he was, and then you couple it also with him acting cagey leading up to the trip. I agree with Katie. This does kind of seem caught red-handed. I can't possibly think of an excuse for
that he wouldn't have just, that she would have known about just, if there was somebody over.
Right. Did you confront him at all about this?
Yeah, I confronted him and I said, I know what this looks like. And he said it was chapstick. And I was like, chapstick? That doesn't make sense.
Would chapstick leave like lip marks?
Not chapstick that a boy would wear.
Right.
So, okay. Bianca, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to call Rob. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer, offer him a dozen roses. We'll see who he sends them to. But more importantly, what does he write on the card? You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. We're going to conference you guys together. We'll try to get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Rob, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Rob. This is Gina with, and I am calling today with a special gift that we are offering.
Hey, Gina, let me stop you right there. I don't have any business with, so no thank you. Have a great day.
No. Please keep in mind.
Rob, are you still there? Rob?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
None of that was real. This is Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The M. You're on something that we do called War of the Roses, which is a relationship test. And listening in this whole time, we're going to bring her back on, is your girlfriend, Bianca. Bianca, you're back on with us. She had some concerns that you were cheating in the relationship, and we wanted to see if you were. That's what this whole thing is. And we don't want to lose you because we feel like we've got some stuff to talk about here. Bianca, do you want to tell him your concerns?
You've been acting weird, and I asked you about those cigarette butts the other day. And
who's acting weird?
I can tell you're lying.
About what?
Well,
the one with the looked like there was lipstick on it, chapstick, and you kept saying it was chapstick, and it's like ridiculous.
It was chapstick, babe. I don't know what else to tell you.
How dark or what color was it on the cigarette butt, Bianca?
It was like mauve. It wasn't like cherry chapstick looking. It was legit mauve lipstick. And he kept saying it was chapstick.
Well, where is this chapstick now? Couldn't he have just helped the chapstick? Huh?
It's in my sock drawer. I've got like four different types of chapstick. I have like passion fruit. I've got guava. I mean, what do you okay. want?
We are finding out a lot about you, Rob. You, first of all, you keep chapstick in your sock drawer? Second of all, you have four different types of chapstick.
What the f*** are you talking about, Rob? You do not have that many chapsticks. I don't even remember you.
Way more than that, actually. I was trying to
more than that.
Be modest.
You have more than four. Okay.
He was being modest. He didn't want to seem braggy.
Rob, you sound ridiculous now. This is making no sense.
I feel like your girlfriend would know if you were wearing tinted chapstick. Like that doesn't.
Everyone would know if he was wearing tinted chapstick.
Like, if this was your thing to the point where you have so many that you don't want us to feel embarrassed because we don't have as many. I feel
seriously,
like
Rob, I mean, why don't you just be honest with me instead of making up these lies?
You guys are accusing me of cheating. What am I supposed to do?
Well, no, like,
I'm
going to
tell you my dirty little secret.
Rob,
I love chapstick.
Rob, hold on a second. I understand being defensive, but it's another thing, though, to have us honestly, even if you did have a bunch of chapstick and lipstick don't look the same
right.
on something else.
Was
yeah,
there
Rob,
somebody?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Was there somebody else at your place with you when your girlfriend was out of town?
No, I don't have any friends.
Who needs friends when you've got all that chapstick?
Well, maybe that's why. He's too braggy with the chapstick,
right.
And they've all abandoned him. I don't know if we can take this too much further.
No,
but
I don't think we can.
Bianca,
I would say, Bianca, go with your gut.
Well, you guys have a lot to talk about and work out. Bianca, if you want to give us an update, we'd love to hear it, but that's as far as we can go. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.